Good morning to all. During the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, verse 5, Jesus said this, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Of all the Beatitudes, I think this one, "Blessed are the meek," is often misunderstood. I would like to offer some clarification this morning. First of all, what does it mean to be meek? What is meekness? When we think of a person who is meek, we often associate that person as being quiet, gentle, submissive, possibly even weak. We think of them as being maybe a pushover. However, in the original Greek from which the New Testament was translated, the word meek means strength under control. Friends, being meek is not a negative characteristic to possess. In a positive connotation, being meek describes someone who shows patient restraint. Now let's look for a moment at the patriarch Moses. In Numbers 12:3, it says this about Moses. Moses was very meek above all the men who are upon the face of the earth. So Moses was a very meek individual. But you would not call Moses a weak person, would you? Brethren, Moses was anything but weak. He became a great leader. He led an entire nation out of slavery. He handled tremendous responsibilities. But remember this. Earlier in Moses' life, he did not exhibit patient restraint when he murdered an Egyptian and fled for his life. At that time, Moses certainly did not display strength under control. But yet, here in this scripture we just read, many decades later, Moses is described as a very meek person. Let me offer this. Could it be that meekness is a characteristic which must be developed? Did Moses, over time, mature into a meek person who was able to control his emotions and show restraint when needed? Friends, perhaps we as Christians must also develop meekness ourselves. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus said this about himself, "I am meek." And brethren, we all know that the meek Jesus was anything but weak. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for Jesus Christ and his example of meekness. Inspire us to follow his example. Amen.